It's crowded in the kitchen of Miguel Ramirez's tiny bungalow, where a stack of Costco pizzas get delivered to his daughter, Erica, to feed a stream of family and friends. Richmond has always had a reputation for violence.
It's not something out of the ordinary.
Did you worry?
I did. I always told my dad to be careful. You know, because he would walk from Bart here, you know.
And that's, what, a couple of
two blocks.
Miguel was getting mail Tuesday evening when he was hit by a stray bullet in the back of the head, fired from two blocks away.
It's hard to believe that one bullet got him, you know. Like, if they were shooting over there, how come, like, one bullet went straight to him, you know?
It's a question that shouldn't even have to be asked, says Mayor Tom Butt, who's watched violence ebb and flow in Richmond over the last 20 years.
You know, back when we had 40, 50, 60 homicides a year, these things were happening, like, you know, almost every other day, you know, once a week, bang, bang, bang. Now, we literally go months without anything happening.
204.97.
But now the city's on pace to beat last year's homicide numbers. 7 shootings, 6 victims, 2 fatalities since Sunday. Police will only say they're investigating each shooting separately and looking for connections. Richmond Lieutenant Matt Stonebreaker.
Geographically, it's actually pretty widespread. Almost in each one of the districts, we've had a shooting. You know, the players right now, we're investigating each one to figure out who the players are.
In Richmond, Holly Kwon, KCBS.